Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today is entitled, From Christ to the Crises. In the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 14, at verse 22, and straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side. Here is a portion of Scripture that shows us that the disciples are going from Christ into a crisis. He is directing them to go, but it is not a crisis as far as he is concerned. It is only a crisis as they look to see where they will eventually be. And as the Lord, as the Scriptures tell us that in verse 24 of Matthew 14, but the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. Verse 24 shows to us that these were now in a crisis. They've gone from Christ, and he is not there, and they need help. So in the fourth watch, when they see him walking on the sea, in the midst of this crisis, they are going to seemingly think they are plunged into a deeper crisis. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled. So they didn't know what was going to happen. They didn't know who this was. They'd never seen anyone do this before. And they started saying, "It is a spirit." They cried out for fear, but straightway Jesus spake unto them. So now in the midst of this double crisis, the sea tossing their boat, and one coming to them walking on the sea. The Lord speaks to them, and he is bringing them to Christ in the midst of their crises. He gives to them these words, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." So this three layers of comfort, be of good cheer, a command. It is I, a declaration. Be not afraid, instructions. And so that's what they need in this crisis. But that's not going to help them. Not going to help Peter fully, because Peter said, "Lord, if it be thou," he called him Lord, "if it be thou," so he had the belief that it was the Lord, "if it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the water." So now he has a certain measure of security, of stability, that he's in the boat. But now he is being asked, he is saying, "Lord, make the crisis even more severe that I might find comfort on the other side of it." And so he said, "If it be thou, bid me come to thee on the water." So he had seen how the Lord was commanding the sea, just as sturdy as a sidewalk. "Bid me come to thee on the water." And the Lord Jesus gives him one word. He doesn't tell Peter to look back at what he's already done. Doesn't chide Peter at all. Gives him his word. "Peter, come." Didn't even call his name. He just replied to him, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the sea. So he leaves this little measurable amount of stability and security. He steps on forward on God's word, and he starts going to Christ Jesus the Lord while he's in the midst of these crises. What happens? He goes from Christ as he walks on the sea again into a crisis. What happens? He takes his eye off the Lord. When he looks at the wind, he sees they're boisterous. He's afraid. It didn't say that he thought about, "What have I done? I've gotten out of this boat. I'm walking on water. I've never done this before." He doesn't think like that. He looks around and he sees what's going on. You see, the Lord was carrying him along. And the Lord was able to see to it that he would come to the place where he ought to be. So Peter had gone from the midst of a crisis into the water, unto Christ, and back into the crisis again. The Lord came to them in the midst of their crisis. You see, none can stay the hand of our Lord from coming to us. No crisis is too great for him to come to us. He even builds hedges to keep out the enemy, but none can keep him out. All men will have to do with him one day. So if you find yourself in the midst of a crisis, don't go from Christ into the crisis, but while you're in the crisis, look to Christ, and he takes care of the crisis. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.